Stay tuned for Grace Matters, brought to you by First Presbyterian Church at the corner of Ocean and Monroe Streets in Jacksonville.
Pastor Scott Lucky of First Presbyterian Church in Jacksonville, Florida, has a message from God's Word that will encourage and inspire you today. And now, here's Pastor Scott.
From Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another way. The word of the Lord. I don't need to remind you, it's a brand new year. It really should be out with the old and in with the bold. As we move into this brand new year, I have a whole lot of questions. I've been asking myself some questions, not only about our text, but about what God has in store for us. And I'm moving into a new home with my wife. If you wonder where she is, she's not unpacking boxes today. She's in Alabama. She learned of a death of a close friend, so hit the road again yesterday for the promised land of Alabama. She should be back, God willing, on Monday, tomorrow. But I'm asking lots of questions with you about the new year. And as I'm moving into the new home, I'm asking a few questions. For instance, why is it that glue doesn't seem to stick to the bottle? You ever wondered why that is? Glue sticks to everything, doesn't stick to the bottle it is contained in. Why is it all those dead bugs find their way into the light fixtures in the house? I mean, those light fixtures are sealed. How do the dead bugs get in there? I got to thinking, why is it we never hear any father-in-law jokes? Think about that. Why is it that somebody decided to put the letter S in the word lisp? Think about that. And why is it that there's never a day when mattresses are not on sale? These are some of the profound questions of life. And I'm asking questions lately, especially on this Epiphany Sunday. Some of you here today may be wondering, what in the world is Epiphany Sunday? The word Epiphany means manifestation. And today is the time of year when much of the church emphasizes the manifestation of Jesus, God incarnate, to the world. In Western Christianity, that's us, in the Western Church, Epiphany commemorates the visit of the Magi to see the infant Jesus. And he was manifested to those Magi, to those Gentiles. Now, we're not Eastern Christians, but if we were in the Eastern Orthodox Church, we wouldn't be focusing on the Magi today. We'd be focusing on the baptism of Jesus. For the Eastern Church, they commemorate the baptism of our Lord. So in the West, it's the Magi. In the East, it's baptism. Now, there are a lot of traditions associated with Epiphany. If you've ever been to Germany about this time of year, you'll find that children dress up much as we do on Halloween. And they go house to house and they ask for gifts for the poor. And they're given money and they give to the poor and gifts to the poor. In Spain and Mexico and other Latino countries, it's the day of the three wise kings. And so a pastry will be made and there's a little figurine, a little figure of Jesus that's baked into that. If you've ever been to New Orleans, you know all about king cakes. And that person who gets that slice of cake with the little baby Jesus in it, well, they have to host a party. And so all these traditions with Epiphany, it's a very important time. If we were Eastern Orthodox today, we wouldn't be here right now. We'd be down by the water. For it is customary in the Eastern Church for the priest to gather at the water for the blessing of the waters. Then he will take a cross and he will throw it into the water. And the first person to dive into the water and retrieve the cross gets a special blessing for the year. So all these traditions associated with Epiphany. But I want us to come back to the text and look again with me at chapter 2 of Matthew. For there we find mention of King Herod. Now, another question. Who was this king? Who was Herod? Quite simply, he is the villain in the Christmas story. He's the baddest of the bad. He was an awful person, a wicked king who saw the baby Jesus as a threat. And he wanted to murder him. Now, Herod was so brutal that he killed his father-in-law. He had 10 wives, not all at once, but he killed several of his wives. He killed his two sons. He was jealous. He was paranoid. He was wicked beyond wicked. And he eventually saw that all the baby boys, 2 years of age and under, were put to death. This is how much he feared the threat to his power. So Herod is this wicked guy. He is the villain in our story. And we are also told about these magi. Who were they? The Gospel of Matthew is the only one of the four Gospels that mentions the magi. Now, there are a lot of theories who they were, but it's generally accepted today that the magi were priest astrologers from Persia. They studied the stars. They were experts. They were astrologers and astronomers who studied the stars, looking for signs, looking for omens. And from history, we know that they worshiped the elements of fire and air and earth and water, but especially fire. And on the rooftops there in Persia, you would find fires going day and night. They never let the fires go out. For them, it was something special and worthy of worship. Well, Matthew reports that the Magi came from the east to worship the king of the Jews. Did you notice something? The gospel never tells us how many there were. We talk about three. We sing about we three kings of Orient are. But we don't know if there were three. If we were in the Eastern tradition, the Syriac Christians believe there were 12. Other Christians believe there were 20. I've heard 70. I've heard 100. But the text does not tell us how many kings there were. Were they even kings? They were magi. They were learned studiers of the heavens. But we are told this, they came seeking the king of the Jews. And I love what Dr. Warren Wiersbe has pointed out about Jesus, the king of the Jews. He says that the Magi were seeking the king, Herod was opposing the king, and the Jews were ignoring the king. Think about that. Are we more like Herod? Are we opposing Jesus? Oh, no, we'd never do that. Are we more like the Magi? Are we seeking Jesus? Or are we perhaps like the Jewish leaders and just ignoring Jesus? Well, notice from our text that the Magi saw a star, and Astera. Astera is the word. It means star. And I wonder, what was that star? Was it a literal star in the heavens? Was it a planet? A conjunction of planets? Was it a supernova? There are all kinds of theories. I'm especially fascinated lately by a theory that says on April the 17th in the year 6 BC, on that day in history, Jupiter was in fact in the east. It was in the constellation of Aries the ram, and Aries is associated with Judea. And so there was this conjunction and this eclipse of Jupiter on April 17th, 6 BC. Was Jesus born in April or was he born in Christmas? We don't exactly know. Well, anyway, back to Matthew and the star. Two details here in our text really stand out. First, the text seems to imply that only the Magi saw the star. Not everybody saw it. Apparently, it was just the Magi. And second, the star went before them, and it led directly from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, which is odd, because that's from north to south. But every natural object in the sky moves from east to west due to the Earth's rotation. So how could that have been? I think what happened is, I don't know. I think what happened is it was a mystery. It was some divine light, and maybe it has a natural explanation. Perhaps it does. But this star that guided their way led them to the King Jesus. And notice in verse 11 of our text that they were led, the Magi were, to a house, not a stable, not a manger. By this time, the Magi were visiting not the stable, but Jesus is now in a home. It's hard to break out of tradition. Most traditional pictures of the birth of our Lord will show Jesus in a manger with Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the sheep. And there are the Magi, the three kings also. But they're arriving much later. Jesus is now in a house. And they came, they bowed down, and they worshiped him. And they gave him gifts. What did they bring? And why? They brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Why those three gifts? Gold is a symbol of divinity. It long ago was and still is. Gold is mentioned throughout the Bible. The Ark of the Covenant was overlaid with gold. Gold represents deity, divinity, godhood. And Christ was God in the flesh, Emmanuel. So they bring gold. They bring frankincense, which is a white resin or gum. It comes from a tree. You will cut this kind of tree and this syrup will flow. This gum comes out. And it's highly fragrant, and when it is burned, it is a pleasant aroma. And in the book of Exodus, chapter 30, verse 34, God specifically says to mix frankincense with these other things as an offering unto the Lord. So frankincense is a symbol of holiness and righteousness. And the gift of frankincense to the Christ child was symbolic of his willingness to become a sacrifice for us. Well, what about myrrh? Myrrh was also obtained from a tree in the same manner. You'd cut the tree, make an incision, and the gum would flow. And it was a spice. It was used for embalming. And so it is a picture of the death of our Lord who paid the ultimate price for us. But Pastor, you think, all right, that's all interesting information. What do I do with these Magi? What do I do with King Herod? What do I do with this nativity account and Jesus and his family in a home? Let me suggest some things to us today, 2,000 years later. The Magi came seeking Christ. They encountered him and were changed. Did you notice what our text said? Matthew says they were overjoyed. I believe Christians ought to be the most joyful of all people. For we have the joy of the Lord, Jesus Christ himself indwelling us. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Magi were seekers of the Lord, and they were overjoyed by the Lord. Can I ask you this morning, as you move into the brand new year, as we move in together, will there be joy on our journey? Will we come seeking the Lord? Now, that may involve a journey. That may involve a sacrifice. You know, it seems to me God never made it easy to find him. Almost like hide and seek. You have to work at it, if you will. Well, grace comes in and God has done the work for us. But our responsibility is to seek him, to pursue him. Listen, James 4, verse 8 has a wonderful promise for you and me today. It says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. James was writing that to God's people. But if we will put some effort into it and draw near to God, he will draw near to us. Jeremiah 29, verse 13, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. The Magi put their heart into the search. They traveled perhaps thousands of miles. We know at least hundreds of miles, maybe even 1,000 miles or more. And they went searching for Jesus. And when they found him, they were overjoyed. Let this be a year of seeking God in Christ. My resolution for this new year is not to get in better shape, although I certainly want to do that. Not to lose some weight, although I need to lose a little bit of weight with some of you. My resolution this year is to know Christ and to make him known. I want to know him better. I want to be on a search this year with you, searching for, seeking after God in Christ. Remember the quote from Dr. Wiersbe. My friend, I want to ask you this morning, are you seeking Jesus like the Magi? Are you opposing Jesus like Herod? Or are you ignoring Jesus like the Jewish leaders? Let us be like the Magi and seek after him. And the joy that awaits us is even more than finding a $20 bill underneath a pew cushion. Secondly, did you notice from our text that the Magi brought the Lord something? They brought not only gold and frankincense and myrrh, they brought him their hearts. God's not only interested in the gifts we bring physically, materially, more than those, he's looking for the greatest offering of all, our heart. Proverb 23, verse 26 says, my son, give me your heart, and let your eyes keep to my ways. God wants our hearts first and foremost. As we move into the new year, may our desire be, Lord, I'm going to be like the Magi. I'm going to search for you with all my heart. I'm going to be overjoyed in that journey. And Lord, here is my offering. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Now, I don't know why glue doesn't stick to the container. I don't know why all those dead bugs find their way in those enclosed housings, light fixtures. But there are some things I do know. Christ has come into the world. God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son. And I want to make it my journey and my goal this year to know him and to make him known. And with you, I want to give him a gift. I want to bring him something today and in the days that follow, saying, Lord, here I am. Here's my heart. Now, we're going to do something a little different, and I'm almost done here. Today is Communion Sunday, and we're going to be coming to the table of the Lord and partaking of the bread and the cup. There's a gift for you. No, it's not a $20 bill. But there's a gift waiting for you today. In just a few moments, as the elders come forward to serve communion, there will be two youngsters at the communion stations as well. After you partake of communion, you're going to find a basket or a container. We're going to ask that you reach in. You take out one of the slips of paper. We've prayed over these papers. Each one of them, and they're all different, have a word from Scripture. God is giving a gift today, I believe. A word for you in this new year. A word for you in this new season. Take that piece of paper home. Meditate on it. Think on it. Pray over it. Put it on the refrigerator. Put it on the bathroom mirror. Keep it before you. And let that be a word for you in this coming season. God has given us so many gifts. As we go through the remainder of this year, may we offer the Lord our hearts. And may we search for him anew, being more like the Magi and less like Herod and the leaders of our Lord's day. Let's give to the Lord our hearts, the best gift of all. And thanks be to God for this special time of year that we know as Epiphany Sunday. God bless you and Merry Epiphany. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, thank you for this season of the year. Thank you for new beginnings. Thank you, God, for the gifts you've lavished upon us and for the greatest gift of all, our Lord Christ. Lord, we give you our hearts anew today. for we are not our own. We've been bought, we've been purchased by the blood of Jesus, and we belong to thee, O God. May you bless us as we move into this new season as searchers, as God seekers. And Lord, thank you that we will find you when we seek you with all of our heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hey, today is a special time. This is called Epiphany Sunday. That's a big word. And Epiphany Sunday, for us, has to do with some wise men. Now, long, long ago, Jack, Charles, and Finn, there were some wise men came from long, long, long away, and they came on a mission. They were searching for Jesus. Have you ever looked for something? You ever lost something and you had to go find it?
I have.
You have? What did you lose?
A coin.
You lost a coin, and were you happy when you found it? Well, there's something lost here today. We're going to go look for it, but we need little help, so let me see if I brought it with me. I think it's still up here. Let's see. There it is. Okay, what is this, Finn and Jack Charles? What is that? It's a flashlight. Now, the Bible says that long ago, there was a star in the sky. Now, we don't have a star, but we have a flashlight. You want to turn that on? Press the button. Push real hard. Let's try it again. There, did it come on? Now, let's pretend this is a star. And there were some wise men called Magi, and they were on a mission. They were looking for Jesus. Well, I have something here today that I've hidden for you. Now, we're not looking for the baby Jesus, but we're going to look for some money, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. So I want you to follow the light. Jack Charles, you talked about losing a coin. How would you like more money than just a coin today? Okay.
Way more?
Okay. Follow the light. Okay, I want you to follow the light. Get up, and Finn, and Dad, let's follow the light, and follow the light. You see where the light is? Keep following it. Keep following it. Keep following it. Where's the light right now, Jack Charles? Okay, I want you to look very carefully. Look under those books. Look under that red cushion. Let's see if there's something under that red cushion. You got to look way under there because the light is right there. Oh, what do you see? You see something there? Go ahead and get it. Pull it out. Bring it up here. Okay, come on. All right. Come on back here. What have you got there? Is that more than a coin? Sit down right here. Well, you know, if I had two of those, we'd break it in half, but I don't have two. And you found it. And long ago, the Bible says that a light was shining, and the wise men followed the light, and they found Jesus, and they worshiped him. And we get real excited when we lose money, and we find it, and we go searching for money, and we ought to get real excited and happy when we go searching for Jesus, and we find him. And so I hope you're happy today. You found some money. You can go buy a toy or give that to grandma or do something special with it. And maybe put it in the bank, whatever you're going to do with that. But God bless you. And Finn, someday when you get a little older, we're going to go searching for Jesus too. And the thing is, he's already come searching for us, and he found us. So let's bow our heads and thank God for the light that led those men to Jesus, and the light that led us to something special today. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for those wise men long ago who followed the light and they found Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we can follow the light of Jesus and that you will always lead us in the right place, in the right direction. God bless Jack Charles, and God bless Finn and his family today also. And Lord, may we always be searchers for Jesus as we follow the light of the Lord. Amen.
vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my breastplate, my sword for the fight. Be thou my armor, and be thou my might. Be my soul's shelter, and thou my high tower. Raise thou me heavenwards, O power of my.
We trust you enjoyed today's message by Pastor Scott Luckey. For additional messages and resources, you may visit the website at www.fpcjacks.org. First Presbyterian Church is a Christ-centered, Bible-believing, mission-minded church in the heart of downtown Jacksonville, Florida, located at 118 East Monroe Street. You're welcome to join us for services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m.
You have been listening to Grace Matters, brought to you by First Presbyterian Church at the corner of Ocean and Monroe Streets in Jacksonville.